The question we have received is this. Tomorrow, I'm scheduled to go to a government office to renew my driver's license. I thought they might cancel since a lot of services are reduced, but they have not. I have been mostly isolating except to go out for groceries as little as possible. I'm feeling apprehensive about going to this appointment. If I do go, what's the best way to stay safe? So the answer to your question is very simple. It's actually, we have two answers to your question. First and foremost, don't ask ghosts how to stay safe physically. We don't know where you are or what's going on. You pay attention to what feels better to you and make that more important than anything else. Do what feels better to you in the doing of it without any regard to anything else, as far as we are concerned. We have no specific guidelines to give you. We don't know what's going on. We can't emphasize this enough. We do not know what's going on. We know what is generally happening in your vibration, which leads us to the other answer. But before we give that, we do want to say one more time, don't ask a ghost how to specifically do things like this. We're not saying don't ask us the question, literally don't ask us the question. We mean that as a rhetorical device. The answer we have, the best way you can quote unquote stay safe, although we really don't recommend that you try to stay safe. We do understand the construct that you're using in that language, but you are safe. You are not going to ever be unsafe. And we know that you're saying, I don't want to get sick. We'll remind you again, we've talked about this already, you already have the virus. Everyone has the virus. This is metaphysical, not medical, not scientific, so be very clear about that. But if you can think about the virus, you have the virus. So, it's not a matter of protecting yourself, it's a matter of doing what feels better, and they're two very different propositions. One is defensive in nature, which draws more and more opportunities to be more and more defensive, something we don't think you actually want. The other is just simply you being who you are, which is a vibrational being of light who has a powerful intuition. Use it. Do what feels better. That may look like you bundling up and being covered head to toe with swathing cloths. We don't really know. But you pay attention to that, and you use that to your advantage, and you use that because it is available to you immediately, and it is much more powerful than anything we can say. All right, so the second answer to this question is, do you really have to go? And even if there is a fine, even if it will send, you know, people to your door, knocking on your door, revoking your driver's license and towing away your car, do you really have to go? And if you don't have to go and you don't want to go, then don't go. You can always call and say, I'm not coming. And they can tell you what the penalty is or what the consequence is. Or they may just tell you, oh, well, good. It's good that you're taking care of yourself in the language that everybody seems to be using. But don't just assume that because someone said something once and just because you've got a piece of paper and just because it's the government, that this is the thing you absolutely positively must do. You are still voluntarily participating in all of these things. We would recommend that if it feels better to not go, then don't go. Remember, we're not saying to do it rebelliously. We're not saying to do it as a way of telling the government to go fuck itself. We're saying it would be a really good idea if you would pay attention to what feels better to you to do in each and every aspect of the idea of what does or does not feel better in the doing of it, in the thinking of it, in the saying of it, and go from there. But again, we ask the question, do you really have to go? It's an open-ended question because we don't know the answer. But that is our suggestion. And above all things, pay attention to what feels better. Use your intuition, which is available to you right now, immediately and instantly, and has nothing to do with the situation as you perceive it to be, and everything to do with what is really going on in the present moment right here, right now, with you, for you, on your behalf, and to your benefit. So that is our answer. We thank you very much. Very powerful and very delicious indeed.